UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, the Hiawak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Get the blues overtake my morning rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone. Now when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home. I flip, flop, fly. Don't care if I die. Flip, flop, fly. Don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Yes, hold that kiss till I'm feeling it in my head like wine. Here come my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Here come my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Yeah, she's so small, she can mama in a baby on boot. I flip, pop, fly, don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Say goodbye. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Now flip, flop, fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye.
if the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck. Yeah, the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck. I'm gonna swim to the bottom, now you know I'm never ever coming home. Well, the sun gonna shine down my back door someday. Yeah, the sun gonna shine, well, my back door someday. Yeah, the moon gonna rise up, you know it's gonna blow my blues away. Shine like a Klondike gold. Yeah, the little girl I've been loving, will her hair shine like Klondike gold. She got a lien on my body, man, you know she got a mortgage on my soul. You know I'm going down to the races just to see my pony run. Yeah, I'm going down to the races, baby, just to see my pony run. I'm gonna get some money, girl, you know I'm gonna bring you home some. Yeah, I was a diving duck. Oh, the river was whiskey, I was a diving duck. Well, I'm gonna swim to the bottom, girl, you know I'm never ever coming home. I'm gonna swim to the bottom, girl, you know I'm never ever.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to the Riptap Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Stephen Robertson, with the Most Blues Show, bringing you some great blues today. Now, we start off there with the big, the great, Downchild Blues Band with Flip, Flop, and Fly. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have some great news. Downchild is being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which is amazing news for such a legendary blues band. And a legendary band in general with legendary music. So congratulations to them. Definitely looking forward to seeing what's happening at the ceremony, what's going to be going on, and definitely to all the other inductees to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Congratulations, all of you. We also had there Harry Manx and Kevin Breit with Jubilee with their track Driving Duck Blues, which, I mean, has been covered by many artists, and I quite like that version. Relaxy. You know, you could play that in the car, definitely when you're driving around, just having a good time. Taj Mahal's done versions of it. Many people have done versions of it. I think the song is like 80, 90 years old. It's super old. But to hear a modern rendition like that definitely gives a revival to that song, and I love it. So shout out to them for doing a good job. We also have another artist coming into the city, Kat Clyde. So we're going to be playing some of her music from her newest album, Hunter's Trance. So stick around for that, and we're going to play some more. Anyhow, folks, We're going to be playing a track here from Pat Johnson's songs from The Town, and that song being Sweet Baby Swing. So we're going to play this track right now, and then we're going to get more great blues music for you folks to listen to on the airwaves. So sit around, relax, and enjoy yourselves, because this is 101.5 with the Riptap Blues Show, giving you the best blues. So folks, enjoy. We'll be right back.
Well, I love my sweet baby, Lord, I love her, I do. Tried to tell her mama, she cried, no, not you. Don't you know she's one fine baby, Lord, she's one fine girl. Well, I love my sweet woman, you know I'm gonna take her with me, I will. Now I'll pack up that rider, her possessions in my trunk, loaded up the automobile, left her folks in a funk. Don't you know she's one fine baby? Yes, she is one fine girl. Well, I love my sweet woman, you know I'm gonna take her with me, I will. Mommy took to crying, Lord, her pappy's moaning too. And I know how they feeling, cause I'd miss her, Lord, I'd miss her too. You know she's one fine baby, she's one fine girl. Well, I love my sweet woman, you know I'm gonna take her with me, I will. Walk it out, man. Homestead they may visit any time, but I must tell them good folks that Lord, that girl I see now, she's all mine. She's one fine baby, yes she is. Well, I love my sweet woman, you know I'm gonna take her with me around the world. Take it out. We'll be right back.
better get. Get out of my life. Don't need no more sorrow or pain in my night. You better get. Get out of my life. Cold, lonely, blue.
Got a special print job you need done now and you need done right? Visit the UMSU Digital Copy Center at 118 University Center on the Fort Garry campus of the University of Manitoba and take advantage of our complete document management capabilities. From our graphics service and wide format printing for banner and poster jobs, spiral and hardcover binding for your presentation or dissertation, no job is too big or too difficult for the UMSU Digital Copy Center. Open Monday to Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're at the heart of campus and our services are citywide. UMSU Digital Copy Center. No job too big, no detail too small.
Returning to Winnipeg to play the West End Cultural Center, William Prince brings his sophomore album Reliever to the stage on Friday, February 14th, 2020. Following up on the award-winning Earthly Days is no small feat, but Reliever delivers a powerful collection of tunes from one of the best storytellers working in music. Advance tickets for this special Valentine's Day show are $35 plus fees and are available now at all Ticketmaster outlets, so don't delay and get yours now to experience the intimate, magical experience that is William Prince Live. Here all year, William Prince's Reliever release show at the West End Cultural Center on Friday, February 14th, presented by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the Rip Tap Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host with the most blues show, and so right there before we had the great, the amazing, the Jackie Frost Ensemble with Cold Lonely Blues. That's their album. Then with the track, well, Cold Lonely Blues. Then also we have before them the good old Pat Johnson's songs from The Town with his rendition and song Sweet Baby Swing. And we're going to keep on going here with some more amazing songs. But as I mentioned before, we have an amazing musician coming into the city, Kat Clyde. Now she's released her second album called Hunter's Trance this past June and has been garnering positive recognition from critics and the music industry alike. And so we got a track here from her album, thanks to the folks over with her. We got here Not Like You from her album, so we're going to play this. Now, the interesting about Kat Clyde is that she has a really nice combination between folk and a tiny hint of blues. So with this track, I found that there was more of a blues feeling in it out of the album itself. And so it's called Not Like You, and we're going to play it here. But just remember, it's a hint of blues, and it's a combination of folk and blues. So we're going to play it here and see how you guys like it. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the album and then play some more tracks from all the artists I have lined up here, because I have a nice little stack of CDs, and we're going to play them all. So, ladies and gentlemen, Kat Clyde.
Start off with your talents put in chains.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to the Riptop Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. Now, before, the first song that we played was Cat Clyde with her newest album, Hunter's Trance, with the song Not Like You. Now, as I said, they say that she's not got, like, she's got a little hint of blues, but in that one, you could hear a lot of blues, especially in her amazing vocal range. you know, the amazing vocal solo she did there near the end really shows the blues influence that she has. And I think they kind of underestimate how much blues influence is in that album. But hey, that's just my opinion. We got a lot more coming up. And of course, if you want to go see her, she is playing in the city on the 28th. And we will get those details up for you right away as we're going to play the next track in the lineup. And as well, that was the Kingmakers with Last Night in Nashville, with their song High Roller, recorded at the Jack Clements Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa. That was also featuring other songs on the album with J.M. Van Eaton and the Jordanaires. And we're going to continue on here playing some really nice, groovy, jazzy, classical blues, whatever you want to call it, with Chris Froy, with Duke Rubelard and Friends from his album Blues in My Heart. We're going to play the track here, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. So we're going to spin this here, and then we're going to get more details off of Cat Clyde, as I forgot to bring them up. I've been busy here doing disc jockeying and around and putting discs in and discs out and, you know, doing my job. But anyway, we're going to get that on here right now. So folks, enjoy this one, and we'll be right back with more info about Cat Clyde and her show happening on the 28th. So enjoy. Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to Rooftop Blues Show here. That was the mighty Chris Foley with friends, including the great musician Duke Roblard, with his album Blues in My Heart, with the track I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Now, a lot of people would say that, you know, a track with the title of I've Got the Right to Sing the Blues, and listening to that would say, oh, well, there's no singing. There's no singing at all. Well, where's the singing, man? You promised me singing. Well, that's the cool thing about blues, that you don't necessarily have to relate someone singing to have singing in the title, or have sing in the title. To let the guitar sing, because that's a lot of the folklore with blues, is that, you know, when a guitar is played for blues and all that stuff, and you hear someone solo, the idea in the mind of blues and all that stuff is that it's not that the player is playing, you know, that solo, it's the guitar singing, you know, because the guitar itself has a story. The wood, the grain has a story. The place where it was chopped down, the place where it was growing, the area around it, what it may have seen and all that stuff. And they let the guitar sing. And so when you have a title of I Have the Right to Sing the Blues, it's not just the singing, it's the guitar singing, which makes it very emotional for the guitar player as well, to make sure that that solo sounds like the guitar itself is singing a melody, rather than someone standing in front of a microphone giving off a soft, beautiful voice. And that's just my thoughts. You could be different, you could have different thoughts, but that's what I like to think. Anyway, back with Kat Clyde, I actually got the info up here. And so she's playing on November 29th at the Garrick, not the 20th, the 29th. I misread that. Unfortunately, they don't specify a time or anything like that, but you can probably go to the Garrick and buy your tickets there if there are any left. Not too sure if I'll be able to go, but I'll try to squeeze in there if I can on that weekend. But still a great album. As I said before, if you were listening, such great vocal range. She also says here that she also has the likes of Amy Winehouse and Janis Joplin as personal favorites, with their lyrics that roar and that draw people in. Even her voice can draw people in to her music, and I have to agree with that. She's got an amazing voice. And so if you guys want to go listen to that album, it's of course Hunter's Trance. So go give it a listen. And if you're interested, again, go see the show at the Garrick on November 29th. So go get yourself some tickets. Now, we're going to get some more rock and fast-paced blues in here with some great harmonica playing by the amazing Steve Mariner, with his album going up back from 2007. Oh, we're going back in time here, folks. So we're going to play this track here. It's a long one, rocky one, but still one to make your feet move and get you up dancing and diving. So we're going to play it here. So, folks, if you're listening, hope you've been having a great hour so far. And you know what? If you guys are prepping for the Blue Bombers game tonight, then here you go. Here's something for you to get all hyped up about. Is this amazing blues track here. So, folks, enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Was
Alrighty, folks, welcome to back to the Riptide Blues Show here. That was the amazing Steve Mariner with Remember Me from his album Going Up, all the way back from 2007. Definitely digging it back there, because that's going to be about 13 years ago in a couple months, or actually in a month from now. It's going to be a 13-year-old album. But it still has that good old blues kick. I'm your host with the Riptide Blues Show, folks. Here's Steve Robinson with the Most Blues Show, and we're going to play some more amazing blues. We got 15 minutes left in the hour, and we got three albums lined up for y'all to listen to. And so I want to play one that is really special. It's 6 minutes long, so bear with me. It's by Toshi Regan, an amazing, amazing blues player, as I hear in a second. Now, he's got guest vocals by Stephanie McKay, and this track is called Building Blues. So I hope you folks enjoy this one, because I was just listening to during the playing of that last track to make sure I could play the best track for y'all to listen to. I thought, wow, Stephanie's vocals are amazing. Powerful, soulful, everything you want in a blues track with supporting vocals. So folks, we're going to play it here. I hope you folks will enjoy it, because, well, I sure as heck did when I was just over here checking the track out. I actually was just had my headphones turned down and was just keeping a watch on the CD player to my right, making sure that, you know, I could keep on listening to this before the last one ended with Steve Mariner. So I was just like, wow. But we're going to play it here, folks, and hopefully you enjoy it as well. And of course, this is 101.5 UMFM with the Riptide Blues Show. Enjoy, folks. Go down. Alrighty, folks. Now that was an awesome song. Now, if you don't agree that one was a good one, then I don't know what will make you think that was a good song. Amazing vocals by Stephanie there. At some points, I even thought there was a bit of, you know, the name was right there. Stevie Nicks, that's it. At some points, there was a bit like her notes. The notes that she was hitting me remind me of Stevie Nicks for some reason. I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to some Fleetwood Mac later on today because, wow, some great vocals there. An amazing album. That was the album Have You Heard by, once again, Toshi Regan. All the way from back from, what is that? 2015. Wow. Great album. Absolutely great track as well. And folks, I have some good news. I don't know if you remember, I interviewed Son of Dave a while ago. It was an amazing interview. Great conversation with him. Had fun. And had to put a disclaimer out there for a couple of swear words that he put in there in the middle of the interview. But it was fine. You know, you put a disclaimer there and it's all good. But he released a new single. And folks, I have it here. So for the second last track for today's song, I thought it'd be fun if we put on ourselves Son of Dave's newest single. So folks, here it is. Bring it home.
Are you digging them dirty, man? Ain't singing that same old song. Gonna go where it's always sunny. I'm going back where I came from. Now the cat's on the table. He got scratched on your plan. Good God. Go back to school where you belong. We working 7:50 hour. You stepping, tripping off out. Somebody pray.
I was not expecting that. That is an earful. I'm going to listen to that later on again, folks. That was Son of Dave with Bring It Home. That's his newest single. Holy. I don't know what to say. That was a lot. Like, the harmonica, everything in there. I'm not even. I'm speechless, folks. That was good. I like that one. Definitely looking forward to hearing more of Son of Dave now after that one. But folks, we're going to end it off with the last track here with Wes Mackey with A Change Is Going to Come. So folks, I hope you enjoyed that there. Holy cow. That's Son of Dave's new single. When that comes out, wow. Okay. Anyway, folks, we're going to end off here with Wes McKee with A Change Is Going to Come. So I hope you've had a great hour. Catch you guys next time, next hour, next Sunday. Enjoy.
I was born by the river in a little tent, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time, been a long time coming, and I know a change.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's annual listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books, and your support was once again overwhelming. The money we've raised this year will go towards replacing our antenna, ensuring you'll continue to get the great UMFM programming you love, loud and proud for years to come. You came through for UMFM, and we can't thank you enough, but here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
Heavy beats, great eats. Kick off the month right at First Friday's hottest new party. Bodega Boogie at Cordova Tapas and Wine Bar, 93 Albert Street in the Exchange. Join DJs David Haynes, Brent Phillips, and Steve St. Louis for the best in boogie, disco house, and soul vibes. And always no cover. First Friday's Bodega Boogie at Cordova Tapas and Wine Bar, 93 Albert Street.
See you at the Boogie.
Come here, everyone. Come. When you drop the coins in the box and it makes a clinking sound, then the souls will arise from the fiery purgatory.
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing. DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUMFM. Here we are, 101.5.
Bison Sports would like to thank UMFM for their support of Bison Football and Bison Sports throughout the year. For the latest information on everything to do with your Bison Varsity Athletics teams, go to bisons.ca and listen for the action right here on 101.5 UMFM.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027. Unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Hi, this is Bernie Bentall, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. Drunk since I left.
And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for rest.
Yep. And a 1, 2, 3.
We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars down on Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but breast.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Take me home!
climate change.